Given the place we live, it pays to do some long-range planning for our homes, how our communities will be ready for fire, should fire come. Thousands of people who could not imagine a fire in their lives got a real one last September. So let's talk about planning. Ashland has been all over this for years with a citywide wildlife hazard zone and a wildfire safety commission and other approaches. Kent Romney is a member of the Wildfire Safety Commission and one of our guests on the Exchange. Hi, Kent. Kent, you there? Kent Romney? I think I can hear him, but here we go. Kent? Kent Romney. He may be listening to us on the radio. For a broader regional perspective, we also have rolled into this conversation Natalie Weber.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you for the invitation.
Hi, Kent. Can you hear me okay in real time now?
Good morning. Okay. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes. Kent, if you're listening to your radio, stop listening to your radio.
Good morning, Jeff. It's great to be here.
Okay, good to have you. Natalie Weber, Public Information Officer from the Oregon Department of Forestry, is with us as well, ODF. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Natalie, let me start with you. The general state of things for ODF at the moment, give us a glimpse of what's going on there and whether you're braced for something big.
You know, we're always braced for something big, and no matter what time of year it is, because fire really knows no season here, but at this point, we are in extreme fire danger for Jackson and Josephine counties and a lot of counties actually throughout Oregon. However, though, that really hasn't translated to what we have seen on our district here in the Southwest. I just looked at the stats this morning, so this is current. This year, we've had 197 fires, which is a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, typically, every year, we see between 200 to 300 on a really bad year. So we're looking like we're going to break that record this year. However, for the acres burn that we've had, we're only at 240. So those numbers are pretty close together. For our 10-year average, we've typically seen about 146 fires for the same time with almost 10,000 acres burned. So quite the difference between 240 and 10,000.
It really is. And to what do you count that? Is this all about fast suppression or luck or a combination thereof?
I think it's a number of things, and I think we can't take all the credit. You know, we really have been jumping on fires as quickly as we can, and that's our typical response. But I think a lot of people this year are really paying close attention to potential fire starts and things that they can do to mitigate those risks, and I think we're seeing that pay off.
Kent, Romney, let's come to you. But for the wind direction, Ashland could have been greatly impacted by the Almeda Drive fire last year. Instead, it started in Ashland and moved away from Ashland, essentially down the Bear Creek drainage. The town had already done a lot before that. Give a sort of a sketch of what Ashland has been doing in recent years to prep for the possibility of a big wildfire. Okay, I'm getting convinced that Kent actually can't hear us now. Let's get him on the phone or off of Opal, and we'll do this a different way. And it looks like that might actually be him on the phone. So let's work this a different way. We've been using our newer system here to get a hold of Kent and some other guests to get them hooked up. It involves a computer connection on their end, and that's how we tend to do things. Is that Kent on all at one? Okay, Kent, how are you doing?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Thanks. For the invitation.
Sure. Okay. So the question I was asking was about Ashland's overall preparation for the possibility of fires. I mean, you know, with Almeda Drive, Ashland could have been in a very different situation if the wind had blown in the other direction, but a lot of stuff was already in place. Give us an overview of those things.
Yes. For a number of years, Ashland has been a leader in the nation in terms of wildfire preparedness. We've set up a website with lots of resources available, which is fireadaptedashland.org. And it specifies a lot of things that the community, as well as individual homeowners and property owners, can do to provide more resiliency in this fire-prone area in which we live.
Did the Almeda Drive fire prompt anything additional from the city of Ashland?
I'm sorry, could you please repeat that?
Did the Almeda Drive fire and its aftermath prompt anything new? Was there any additional initiatives that came about because of Almeda Drive?
Well, it certainly has resulted in an increased awareness for all the citizens within this community, spurring people to actually take action to mitigate, to lessen the risk to wildfire hazards. In addition, the city is working towards increasing its programs that will help citizens and inform citizens on what they can do to fight any potential wildfire hazards that come their way.
Now, I notice the city of Ashland has 10 evacuation zones now. Did those exist before Alameda Drive?
This is a relatively new initiative that was highlighted during the Alameda fire, people not knowing where to go, what to do. And now with this wildfire, and actually it's an all-hazard evacuation plan, people can know exactly what they need to do, when they need to do it.
With Ashland in particular, with lots of trees, lots of things that can burn, and lots of narrow streets, is setting up things like evacuation zones a bit of a planning headache?
It is quite an undertaking and will most likely result in revisions and improvements as time goes on. That is a concern in terms of where do people go. We have limited ingress and egress in and out of town, limited points of evacuation. So it would be great for anyone who lives within the city of Ashland to go onto the city's website and take a look at the evacuation map and where their particular neighborhood is asked to evacuate to.
And I can give that address again. It is fireadaptedashland.org. I'm not sure that's where we're linked. I'll make sure that is one of the links we provide on our website at jeffexchange.org. We're talking to Kent Romney, a member of the Wildfire Safety Commission in Ashland, along with Natalie Weber from the Oregon Department of Forestry, about fire preps. Join us on the exchange if you have questions or comments. 800-838-3760 by phone, 800-838-3760 by email. It's jx@jeffnet.org. Natalie, does ODF simply act as a resource for communities that are upping fire safety measures, or is there any push or suggestion from ODF to do things like expand wildfire hazard zones?
Yeah, so, you know, as the state, we protect private land, and we don't have any state land here that we manage in our district, so it really is just residents that we're protecting, and it's typically rural areas. We do have some protected land in and closer to city jurisdictions where we have mutual aid partnerships with those structural departments. And so we work very closely with all of our partner agencies in this area to be able to help provide services. You know, some people, I don't know if you've heard of the FireWise program. You probably have. It's an actual international program. And we have quite a few coordinators here. We're actually the fastest growing area in Oregon for FireWise communities, which is great, but not super surprising. So, you know, we work with all these departments, and some of them have their own FireWise coordinators. Some of them don't, and we step in to help with that. So there are a lot of resources available, but, you know, I can tell you every single fire department here is pretty proactive about this, just because you know, not only do we want to keep our communities and our residents safe, but it actually does make our jobs easier when people do have defensible space around their properties. They do have vegetation cleared from their driveways. It makes a big difference when you're in an emergency situation or having to go in and fight a fire and protect your home to have that work done beforehand.
So FireWise communities and Fire Adapted Ashland. I mean, Ashland is also a FireWise community, isn't it, Kent Romney?
Yes, Ashland has approximately 35 FireWise, designated FireWise neighborhoods, among the highest in the nation for a community of its size.
Mm-hmm. And so are there any, is there overlap between Fire Adapted Ashland and FireWise communities? It sounds like some of the concepts would be similar, if not the same.
It's an integrated program, Jeff, that takes the principles of FireWise communities, FireWise neighborhoods, and rolls them into a cohesive plan. There's another great website that people could go to. It's called fireadapted.org. It contains a broader view. It is more of a national website for resources and lets people know exactly what they can do on their own properties to become more resilient to wildfires.
Okay, there's another link I will put up at our blurb at jeffexchange.org, fireadapted.org, in addition to fireadaptedashland.org. Now, the Wildfire Safety Commission, of which you are a member, Kent, appears to date back to about the same time the proposal to extend the wildfire hazard zone to the whole city of Ashland was on the table. Are they all part of a big picture?
Yes, the Wildfire Safety Commission was formed a number of years ago as when the city leaders recognize that there is a high risk to wildfire that is surrounding. Ashland finds itself within what we call the acronym is a WUI, W-U-I, Wildland Urban Interface. And Ashland is right smack dab in the middle of one of those areas. So in recognizing that need, the city set up a commission that brings in interested parties, citizens, professionals who can advise the city on wildfire safety issues.
And so what kinds of things does the Wildfire Safety Commission do that is not already done by say, staff at Ashland Fire and Rescue?
Well, one of the big things that the commission has done in recent years is the annual Wildfire Safety Preparedness Campaign, and that's usually starting in the months of April or May. For a 3 or 4 month period of time, we will focus on specific activities and actions residents of the community can take to become more fire resilient.
Which is an important point. I would think that by springtime, you want to make sure you're taking care of some of the things you need to do to keep some vegetation away from your home, to just sort of harden your home a little bit against embers and things like that, so that you don't have to do much maintenance when it gets hot outside and the fire danger is higher.
Certainly doing the, if you will, the heavy lifting, the mechanized pruning, mowing, using power tools is best done in the cooler, wetter months. And however, the ongoing maintenance, removal of collecting leaves, debris, pine needles in rain gutters is an important all year activity. And, you know, Jeff, you mentioned something about how wildfires start, and you mentioned embers. Studies have shown that over 90% of wildfire home ignitions come from firebrands embers, as is commonly referred to. And hardening your home, we refer to taking measures from the front door to the forest. So start at your home, harden your home, do those things that can make your home more fire-resistant.
Kent Romney is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange from the Ashland Wildfire Safety Commission, one of several commissioners. We're talking about keeping communities at least fire-prepared at this time of year when the fire danger is high. Natalie Weber is also with us from the Oregon Department of Forestry, ODF. Questions and comments from you are welcome at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Natalie, the word's been out there for a long time now. Do you find greater awareness, greater compliance over time from ODF of people being aware of things like defensible space? It seems like we have to explain that less over time.
Yeah, you know, it's an ongoing conversation, and I don't think we'll ever get to the point where it's not, which is fine because it's a great reminder to be prepared and be ready in whatever way you can. You know, there's steps that go with that, and we talk a lot about hardening your home. We talk about defensible space. But I think, you know, something that we also learned from this last year is that we ourselves need to be prepared. And, you know, the Jackson County Emergency Management and Josephine County Emergency Management have been working hard to get people prepared in the way of evacuation. So I think it's a good reminder to just talk about all these things. You know, it's important to do what you can to protect your home and yourself and your family. And, you know, that comes with making sure that you have what you need if you have to leave your home. You know, making sure that your home is prepared to at least, you know, withstand a wildfire in the best that way that it can, and help crews protect it. And I think this is an ongoing educational piece that, you know, really has become more of a conversation, especially in the last year. And I really think that's a great thing because we want to answer people's questions, and we want to make sure that they feel as prepared as they can, you know, given the fact that we live in such a wildfire-prone area.
And I think it was the Grants Pass Fire Marshal who said a couple of weeks ago, it's best to think of yourself as being at level one evacuation status all summer long, which I thought was a good idea. Hardening, we've mentioned the term a couple times now, all three of us. Natalie Weber, what does that mean and some specific things to do to a home?
Sure. Really what it just means is just make sure that you don't have any anything that could help cause a wildfire or really just to protect your home against it. And so that can look like clearing your gutters out so you don't have debris that could catch fire, like Kent was mentioning with the embers, making sure that you don't have plants right up against your house or trees that could, you know, catch on fire and then transfer that to your home, making sure that you have, you know, green grass or some sort of fire break in the 30 feet directly around your home. So that, you know, if a fire is coming up to your door, it's going to slow down, if not stop, once it reaches that. And then just clearing out the area from 30 feet on as far as you can to your property line, and just thinning out whatever vegetation you have, making sure you don't have any dead or dying vegetation. Just looking at those things and figuring out, okay, if there was a fire here, you know, which one of these plants are most flammable? Maybe consider replacing that. Just doing the things that you can to protect your home in the event of a wildfire. Another thing we see is, you know, we see people with firewood stacked right up against their house. You know, that's the first thing that's going to catch on fire because that's what you use it for, right? So, you know, making sure that you're taking away those fuels from near your home will greatly protect it in the event of a wildfire. You know, the other thing is if you're storing gas cans or propane tanks or anything, make sure that that's not near your house. Just little things like that really do add up and make a big difference.
Kent, you joined the commission in 2019, I think. Has your term been exciting enough so far on the Wildfire Safety Commission in Ashland?
It certainly has been lively with lots of discussions, many initiatives that we have been discussing, and it's been great, and would encourage other people who are interested in wildfire safety issues that live within the city of Ashland to learn about joining that commission. We definitely could use lots of help.
All right. Lots of resources out there as well for people who want to just learn about how to get their homes ready, get them hardened, as we've been talking about here, against the eventuality of a fire coming up to your home. Fire Adapted Ashland, we will link to, as well as fireadapted.org. We've been talking with Kent Romney, who is a member of the Wildfire Safety Commission in the city of Ashland, which obviously has taken quite a few steps, including Fire Adapted Communities and Fire Wise Communities, to prep for the eventuality of fire. Natalie Weber is a public information officer with the Oregon Department of Forestry. Natalie, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Kent, thank you.
Thank you.